We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning.
An impressive performance by your team in the conference opener on Saturday, 55-7 over Maine. Just as you look back on the tape, just give me an idea of how you thought your team played.
Well, I thought we did a lot of good things. We wanted to start better, which we did, and kind of jumped on them early. And then when we knocked the quarterback out, I think that made their job a little tougher. So we weren't challenged quite like I thought we would be in this game, because I do believe that Maine has a good football team. And made a number of big plays on offense and put good pressure on the quarterback on defense and stopped the run and scored a touchdown on defense and on special teams. But, you know, and I thought we had good practices, good focus, good preparation. But we still can improve. You know, we wanted our A game, and I think we got it from some guys, but we still had, like, we had 7 penalties after, you know, 20 minutes of play. And a number of missed assignments across the board, fumbled a punt into the end zone that we fortunately recovered. So, I mean, we've got some areas to clean up. We've got a really tough opponent this week. We're going to have to clean those areas up to have the best chance.
First question this morning from Greg Medea. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Kurt. Just want to ask you about Cole Johnson. I asked him after the game about his 0 interceptions this year to start, 9 touchdowns to 0 interceptions. I guess I would ask you kind of the same thing. What have you seen from him that's just helped him not only minimize turnovers, but eliminate them completely to this point?
Well, you know, I think he came into the fall with a lot of confidence because he had success the tail end of the spring. And he's just taken his game to another level. And I think we're putting him in some pretty good positions too. We threw a lot of RPOs in this last game, run pass options. But, you know, he makes quick reads. He processes quickly. He has a lot of confidence in his receivers. And I think the design has been good too, where we've been able to free some guys up. He's making good decisions. And, you know, he continues to improve.
And then just kind of a big picture look at this Saturday's game. Not often a CA team plays a big sky team early in the season. What's kind of the thought there and big picture look in terms of what it means to you guys to play a non-conference matchup like this against another FCS power program?
Right. Well, you know, I look at it like we're going to play a real quality team, a team that's normally in the top 5 in the country, top 10 for sure. And, you know, they're really good. It's going to be their home opener. So they're going to be all juiced up playing at home. And coach has done a great job there. The defense is really good. That, you know, they got some really good running backs on offense, got speedy receivers, and it's going to be a very, very tough test for us. And we are going to have to play our A game and go on the road in a hostile environment, keep our poise every play in, play out, from beginning to end, to come out with the result that we want. We're going to have a great week of preparation and be dialed in and focused, and we need to take our game, you know, a step further. We improved last week. We got to improve this week.
Kirby, next question is from Wayne Epps. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, good morning. Thank you. I want to ask about Diamante Tucker-Dorsey. How's he grown, you know, since you came in, and how do you kind of describe the kind of energy he provides to that defensive unit for you guys each Saturday?
Well, you know, he's a big personality. Tuck is, and, you know, he's really matured quite a bit. And, you know, with the number of snaps, he continues to improve. He's got really good movement, instincts, ball skills. He's smart. He played really well on Saturday. You know, he's been one of our most consistent players, really, from spring on. And, you know, we have a lot of confidence in him. He's also got a voice on the team. You know, he's articulate, and he can grab your attention. So, you know, he makes a lot of plays for us. He gets people in the right position. He's a good player.
And I want to follow something you just mentioned as far as, you know, you guys as a team need to take your game further. Playing a team like Weber State, where do you identify, you know, where you want to see that progress, continue progress this week leading into a game like that?
Well, you know, I certainly want to cut down on the penalties. I mean, when you have 7 penalties and you're not even a quarter and a half into the game, you know, we got to clean that up, and as well as the missed assignments. You know, we've put 2 punts on the ground. Our punt returners have 1 in the opener, 1 Saturday. And I thought we didn't make a very good decision on 1 punt. We should have fair caught and tried to return. So, and we had a few more missed assignments on the defensive side than we wanted to have. The opening play of the game, you know, was a big missed assignment, which resulted in an explosive play for Maine. So, you know, we're capable of playing better and executing better, getting 11 guys to do their job more consistently. And that's what we need to strive for. We can't be result-oriented where we look at this game and think we're something we're not. We got to be a little bit more process-oriented and get more guys consistently doing what they're supposed to do.
Next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, with Cole, you know, week one, he mentioned it was his first time starting with a full crowd, and him being a sixth-year guy, having the success now in an age when quarterbacks so often kind of leave if they're not playing right away, how kind of gratifying is it seeing somebody who has stuck around have this level of success, and what does it kind of say about him?
Well, you know, he's a top-notch guy. I mean, he's a student, comes from a great family. He's got high character. He's really level-headed. You know, I'm really happy for him that he's, you know, enjoyed the success up to this point that he's having, especially after a rough start in the spring, where, you know, I'm sure there were a lot of doubters out there. Social media can be brutal. I'm sure he was getting torched pretty well, but I had total confidence in him. I knew what he could do. I thought we needed to do a better job of freeing guys up in the pass game in the spring. And I think we started to do that, and we built on that this fall. And, you know, I look at him like a kind of a Tom Brady kind of guy at this level. You know, he's in total command of the offense, and I have 100% belief and trust in him.
Next question from Chris Idell. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Coach Kern. How you doing?
Good.
Talk about the altitude going out to Weber State. I know it's Utah. It's a little higher up than Harrisonburg. How did you guys kind of get yourself managed with that altitude?
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of a difference there. We'll have some oxygen tanks on the sideline. Corey Heatherman, our defensive coordinator, they went out there in 18 for a semifinal game against Weber and consulted with a lot of NFL teams. The information they got back was to go out there as late as possible, which we will do too. You know, so we'll get out there late Friday night and, you know, we'll have the oxygen tanks where needed. But I don't think it's going to be a big factor.
Well, safe trip out there.
Thank you.
Your next question for Perry Shine. Go ahead, Perry.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
I'm wondering, with Ethan Ratke obviously making history this early in the season, how do you move on from that, and how do you keep him motivated?
Well, he is a process-oriented guy for sure, and while all those things are nice, those records and all that, and they're external, they really don't affect his approach and his preparation and his mindset and how he goes about doing his job. You know, he has pride in performance, which is the key to the drill, high standards and expectations for himself. So I don't think we're going to see any change in Ethan.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Kurt, I also wanted to touch on Antoine Wells, Offensive Player of the Week, and obviously had the two big plays that broke the game open in the second quarter. I talked to Coach Charlton about it a little bit, but with so much attention and focus on your running game, how much does that help him to be able to get some one-on-one shots like he was able to get the other day?
Yeah, well, they were there Saturday, that's for sure. And, you know, he was playing his A game, which we need every week from him. And when you get him one-on-one, he's a hard guy to cover. And, you know, those explosive plays are nice to get, those one-play drives, three-play drives. And, you know, he's a great player. And he played like a great player on Saturday. I didn't think he played like a great player in the opener. And he's going to have himself ready to go this Saturday.
Just switch over, talk a little. Oh, we got a question from Savannah Riga. Go ahead, Savannah.
Hi, Coach. I just wanted to ask how you felt about the offensive line this past weekend. You know, you had some adjustments you had to make there with the Fornadel injury, and I just wanted to know how you evaluate them.
I thought they functioned really well. We did a good job of protecting the passer. You know, our rushing totals weren't quite as high as they normally are, but a lot of those RPOs and we probably threw at least 10 or 12 of those and got really good chunks out of those. Those are like runs, you know. They were stacking the box, so we were throwing the ball out in the perimeter. And, you know, I was very encouraged by the way they played.
And, Kurt, before I let you go, maybe just one more on the defense. You guys, against the run, minus 57 against Moorhead, only 75 against Maine. What's been the key to the to shutting people down in the ground game?
Just the disruption we cause up front, you know, that the defense is built on that philosophy, stopping the run and create disruption up front. And, you know, we've got good players and they're extremely well coached and they play really hard. And we were winning the line scrimmage. And then, you know, we've got the schemes too, where, you know, we can move guys around and then so people can't pinpoint exactly where we're going to be.
All right, Kurt, thanks very much for your time as always this morning. Safe travels out to Weber, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.